the next thing we wanted to talk about was Great Taste of the Midwest. Tickets went on sale on Sunday. For those of you who aren't in on the Great Taste of the Midwest, it's a big festival here in Madison every year in Olin Turville Park. But if you don't have tickets, you're not going to get them because they sell out very quickly. It's sort of this annual ritual on a Sunday morning. Tickets go on sale at noon, but people typically get out there very, very early to pick them up. We were there by what time?
6:45.
At the latest, yeah.
Yeah, out by the Wine and Hop Shop.
One of the asleep.
Yeah, Kyle passed out on the ground rather quickly.
Yeah, but I was in line.
You were in line.
If you're sleeping in line, it counts.
It's true.
Yeah. I'm confused. So when we were driving back, we saw lines outside of Star Liquor, which I knew had tickets, but also Cork and Bottle.
Yeah.
Which also had tickets?
I think so. Well, maybe that's for something else. I don't know. I don't have the list in front of me, but
I just find that weird because they're like five blocks apart.
They probably both had like a few, you know, both had a couple hundred or something.
It's crazy.
But this year it was new with JT Whitney's closing, which has historically been one of the main sites to wait out for tickets. No longer there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they've now shifted that location to Tyrannina, which I think is great for people closer on the east. Well, east side, but I say much further.
Yeah, that's nice.
East side.
Yeah.
You know, so even someone from Milwaukee can trek in to try to wait out for tickets. But the other interesting thing they did this year was restrict the number of tickets from 4 per person to 2.
Right.
Which is, from what we understand, to combat just people buying them up from demand and scalping and whatnot, which really, from the people we talked to, didn't really seem to be a big issue. No one really had any complaints from it.
I mean, this year, the 2 per person?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed to be mostly positive. I mean,
Last year I sat in line for the 3 of us and one other person, and just because we only needed one person.
Yeah.
And this year we all sat out in line because, you know, we knew the rules and it wasn't a big deal to sit out on a Sunday morning, but.
Yeah, I just had to plan ahead a little bit and got out there. But we were able to track down the front people in line, at least where we were out by the Wine and Hop Shop, and asked them why they decided to get to the very front of the line.
All right, so we're at the Wine and Hop Shop in line for the Great Taste of the Midwest, and we got here about 7-ish, a little before that, but some people have been here much, much longer, so we're at the very front of the line, and what's your name?
Tim.
All right, Tim, and when did you get here?
3:45.
3:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
And what made you decide to come out to the Great Taste Ticket thing so early?
Well, in the past, it's what we've done, and I don't know, it seems like every year we get a little further up in the line. And this year, you know, I wasn't sure because you can only buy 2 tickets. Wasn't sure if people, it was going to be a mad rush. Never really is.
So, but what is it you think about the Great Taste of the Midwest that makes people get up so early and wait through so long to get these tickets?
Plus the beer.
Yeah. Obvious answer, I suppose.
And it's just such a great event, you know? I mean, it's really, really fun.
Excellent.
Something to look forward to. That's
great.
So, number 1 in line just came back. What's your name?
My name's Matt Schultz.
Nice to meet you, Matt. So, what time did you get here? Number 1 in line?
3:15 a.m.
3:15 a.m. That's pretty good. And so, what made you get up as early as you did and come out here at 3:15 a.m.?
Well, honestly, I live 2 blocks away, and my boy woke me up at 3 a.m., and I said, well, as long as I'm up, might as well get in line, so.
Nice.
Made some coffee and came on over.
So you've been first in line before? Is this first for you?
Yeah, a few years ago, I was first in line over at Star Liquor, but that was 4 or 5 years ago, I guess.
Okay, cool.
But usually I show up and I'm in the first 30 or so.
Yeah. Excellent. And what makes you, other than your son waking you up, what makes you decide to try and get here so early? I mean, people get here a lot later and still able to get tickets. Is there any
need for beer?
Yeah, I just got to make sure.
That satisfaction of having my tickets in hand and then taunting the others.
Excellent. Great. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. So that was the top 2 people in line up at the Wine and Hop Shop ticket location. I like the first guy, the second guy in the clip, but the first guy in line's explanation, like, well, I was awake, my son woke me up, so I just came out here.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
But I think a lot of people, like, when they wake up in the middle of the night, have a really hard time, like, going back to sleep and waking up on time after that. So I might have done the same thing. You know, you wake up at 3 and you're worried. You don't want to, like, fall back asleep and sleep until, like, 9 and not get tickets.
Although he said about the satisfaction of getting there first in line and making sure you had those tickets. I appreciated the satisfaction of not having to wake up till like 6, which we still were like guaranteed tickets. I'm not really sure where, but I think it was around 8 o'clock or so.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever cut them off. I don't know.
There was other locations. I was actually reading through the emails. There was a couple where they didn't sell out until about 1, where even when tickets went on sale, there were about like 20 left. And they actually instructed people who were like
in different
cut off
some
at other lines.
There were at Capitol that were instructed
to go somewhere else. And
you know, the thing though, at certain points when we were in line, people came through and counted every so forth. And a lot of people left because they, you know, they realized they had no chance of getting tickets at our location. So at some point we did definitely hit like the max number. And I think there was 300 tickets, or did they actually pull it to 4?
I don't remember.
It was four at our location.
Yeah, it was four. So,
yeah.
Well, here's the next year.
Yeah, and we got our tickets. So I hope you guys out there do too if you were looking for them.
But the better news for listeners is, we're going to be back for the Great Taste Show number 2.
Absolutely.
Which, if you heard our last show, it was really a spectacular show.
It was pretty epic.
We really got to, you know, we interviewed Larry Bell. We talked to, I don't know how many breweries. Maybe
Goose Island, South Shore, Jolly Pumpkin, Viking, Brow Brothers.
Three Floyds.
Over the place. We sort of talked to Three Floyds.
They were really receptive.
Yeah, we talked to them. That didn't make the air. But we talked to a whole bunch of people.
So this year,
it was fun. Actually, I'm going to call a new poll.
New
for
poll
our listeners.
All right, let's do it.
For today?
For a while. We'll leave it up for a while.
Okay.
Who would you like to hear being interviewed at the Great Taste?
Oh, that's a good one.
I like it.
Some of the ones that we've been thinking of, New Holland.
Yep.
I think that's it. I think that's kind of who we've narrowed down.
We thought New Holland would be good. I think we talked about Two Brothers. We talked about Great Lakes. We talked about Goose Island, doing like a full interview with them.
So listeners, let us know who you want to hear about. And
what out-of-town brewer, basically.
What out-of-town brewer. And we might try to get a couple, maybe a few the night before or something.
Something like that,
So, let us know.
Yes, that's an excellent idea.
Whose stories you want to hear.
Put up the poll.